Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. All right, you guys, we are back with another episode of Wow, Women in the Word. I really do enjoy doing these with you guys, so I hope they are adding some thought to your life. I hope they are encouraging. I want to start today's podcast off with a question. What does your perfect day look like? Where would you be? Who would you be with? What food would you eat? Would you stay in one spot or would you bounce to different locations? I love thinking of perfect days. I have like probably 9 billion different perfect days because I have 9 billion different things that I love to do, and it just won't all fit into one day. But in my perfect days, I think of the beach. I think of Disneyland. I think of my family. I think of a venti iced chai. I think of sushi. I think of chips and guac and breakfast burritos and desserts and sunsets and laughter. And we all have those perfect days. And do you ever wonder why you can't just live in an eternal perfect day? Right? Like, why can't we just kind of hit repeat, live a perfect day, hit repeat, and just get up and do it over and over and over? And I think the answer to that question is because when we are left to ourselves, you guys, we have a tendency to be really selfish. Now, I will be honest and say that I feel like there are some personalities, some of you are not going to like that, but there are some personalities that I think can be more naturally selfish than others. Doesn't make them good or bad. I'm just saying that I think that some of us are a little bit more selfish by nature. But at the end of the day, we will all default to selfishness in some way, shape, or form. And living in a constant state of selfishness or only your desires and never really giving exercise to that giving and serving muscle that we need to kind of help balance us out will keep us in a place of stagnance. And I will probably even be so bold as to say it's going to keep you in a place of unhappiness. Let's talk about that word balance for a second. I have a really embarrassing story to tell you. I love to lift weights, and I was at a gym, not my normal. I usually work out at home in our garage, and I was actually at a gym, so there was people around. And I was doing hip thrusts. So for those of you who don't know what hip thrusts are, you kind of sit down on the floor, you place this big long barbell across your lap, and then you stick these big huge plates on either end of it. And at home, I don't necessarily lock the plates in, but this, because I have a shorter bar, but at this gym, this bar was really long, and my friend stuck these giant weights on either side of it, and I went to lift and do the lift, and all of a sudden, I didn't lift evenly, and so one whole weight just like flies off the end, which then makes the bar like fling up, and the weight hits the floor, and then it slams back down onto the other side. Anyways, you're getting the picture. It was really embarrassing. It was really bad. And you guys, here's the most embarrassing part about it. It happened like 3 times. I could not get my lift balanced on my right foot and my left foot to like get my hips up in an even way to keep that bar steady. So lo and behold, they have these little locky things. I didn't even know that they existed, but they have these little lock things that you're technically supposed to put on the end so that when that happens, your plates don't actually fall off your bar and create the embarrassing situation that I was in, not just once, but 3 times. So yeah. So this picture of balance is something that I want you to keep in mind. Like, think of, for those of you maybe who aren't familiar, like with gym and lifting weights, I want you to think of two giant meatballs on either end of a stick of spaghetti. Like, that's a really hard thing for a piece of spaghetti to do. And that's also a really hard thing to keep balanced. Like, what if the meatballs aren't the same sizes? And what if you don't have that piece of pasta, like, balanced perfectly, right where it needs to be? So this is, it's hard. Like, I understand trying to find balance is tricky. And so we're going to err on the side of what feels good. We're going to err on the side of what feels comfortable because that's just how we are. Like, why would we choose to be uncomfortable? Why would we choose to do something that's difficult? So when we're in those situations, we're going to default to what's comfortable and what's safe. So when that comes to things like connecting with people, when that comes to things like getting involved at church, it's very easy for us to be out of balance. It's very easy for us to want to show up on Sunday and then just turn around and walk back out. Because that's comfortable, that's safe. Nobody needs anything from me. It doesn't call me out of a comfort zone. Or maybe we're out and about, and or maybe we're even at a Bible study, or maybe we're at the grocery store, you know, we're at a social gathering with people, and we would rather maybe just stand there and be quiet than maybe say something or maybe go out of our way to welcome somebody. But you guys, these things keep us out of balance. And please hear my heart. I am all for having perfect days. Okay? I love to take a day and go to Disneyland. I love to take a day and go to the beach. I love to take a day and, you know, go shopping with my girlfriends and have sushi for lunch and, you know, walk around with an iced chai. I am not saying that these things are wrong at all. In fact, I'm saying you need to have them. You need to have them in your life. However, what I am saying is that they need to be balanced with also making sure that you are stepping out of that comfort zone, that you are stepping into something that is uncomfortable, and that you are reaching out to people and giving of yourself. Because if all you do is feed yourself, you are not getting that balance and you are not getting the blessing. What's even more important than balance is the blessing of serving and giving to others. So, our verse for this month is Ephesians 4:12, and our word is equip. And I love what the NIV says about Ephesians 4:12. Obviously, we all have these different translations, but the NIV, I feel like, is my favorite. It says, to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. We are called to serve. We are called to give. And God says he will equip us in those moments and in those times. And this is the why. Why? Why do I have to do those things? Why can't I just live my perfect day every day? Why can't I just have and do what I want every single day? Why do I have to be in this place of discomfort from time to time? Why do I have to serve? Why do I have to sacrifice my time or my resources or whatever God is asking you to sacrifice? And it's so that the body of Christ, okay, the body of Christ, that's people here at church, that's people that you're coming in contact with, that's the people around you, so that the body of Christ may be built up. How is somebody going to get to know Jesus if you are not showing them who Jesus is? I know many of you are sitting there going, I do not have the gift of evangelism. I feel you. I do not have the gift of evangelism. But you know what? I am equipped and I am called to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. And God has equipped me for that. Why? How do I know that? Because he wants to build up the body of Christ, and that is how he does it. So as we are in April, as we are pursuing, it's the spring, guys. Here's what I love about April. It is the spring. I had a spring one time. This has probably been maybe a decade ago. And I looked out the window across our yard. We live on an acre, And I looked across the window, and our apple tree was sitting there, and it had all of these beautiful white flowers blooming on it. And it was just that reminder of like all these things that bloom in spring, from certain fruit trees to flowers to plants to we've come out of winter where everything feels and looks kind of ugh. You know, everything kind of dies off. There's all this work that is going on underneath the ground. We could call that equipping. There's all these things. I don't remember all the things, but I'm sure you could Google it. There's all this stuff that happens in the dirt, under the ground in winter that we don't even know, right? All we know is spring comes and magically there's all these like amazing flowers and then they produce fruit. Okay, that is because of the stuff that happens in the winter. There's all this stuff that happens down in the roots, under the ground. So I always view winter as kind of like this regrouping time of like, okay, God has just kind of called me to be quiet, to reevaluate, to see where things are at, to be getting and equipping. And then the spring comes and it's like, okay, Lord, what are you going to do with this? What are you going to use these things for now? And so we have to be watchful. We have to be expectant. We need to go into the spring season saying, Lord, what do you want of me? What have you equipped me to do specifically? We know that he's equipped us to help build the body of Christ up. Okay, we already have that answer, right? We already know. But what has he called you specifically to do in this time? What is he asking you specifically to step out and has said, I've equipped you for this. Bonnie, I've equipped you to do this, and now I want you to go do this. Do you have an answer for that? I want you to take some time. I want you to ask God, what are you equipping me to do specifically? What is it that you want me to be watchful of? What is it that you want me to be waiting in expectation of? How do you want to use me? Do you want to use me in my home? Do you want to use me in women's ministry? Do you want to use me in Faith Kids ministry? Do you want to use me in, you know, out and about in the town? You know, seeing people at the grocery store and, you know, just sharing a kind word. Lord, how do you want to use me each and every day? How do you want to use me for your purpose? And what are you equipping me to do? These are the questions that I want you guys to ask as you walk away from this podcast, because what I can tell you is that God wants to use you to build the body of Christ. So he has something that he wants you to go do. Only you can answer that. You can't ask somebody else to answer that question for you. That's between you and God. But I'm excited to hear and see and watch what happens as you step out to intentionally find out what God is equipping you to do. Emmanuel Faith Women, I love you so much. I hope that you have a great week. And I can't wait to have this next episode with you. And God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.